What's wrong, my love? What robs you of your rest? Come closer. Let me hold you. I'll brush your hair back and you can tell me all about it. I see. That is concerning and frustrating. I don't know why minds race the way that they do. Our brains are powerful. They can build worlds from the words on pages or be as still as pond water. But once the sun sets, our thoughts build staircases to nowhere. And then our minds will spiral into pits of despair, a prison of our own making. We suffer silently in our heads, all because we laid down in the dark to try and rest. It's unfair. You're right. But at least you're not alone. I'm here. I think racing thoughts are part of the reason scholars so often speak of the body and mind as separate things. The mind tries to sabotage us sometimes. Remember that you are not your thoughts, my heart. Just because they come from you doesn't mean that they are you. But pardon me, I digress. This moment is about you and your pain. Let me touch your cheek gently, you sweet thing. I'm here for you. You are not alone with your thoughts. Close your eyes and I will. Is there a spell for sleep? That would be treating the cause and not the symptom. Your thoughts are a light, running through the world in your imagination, torturing you. But now that I think about it, there is a spell I know that could get you out of your head for a while. Possibly. Would you like that? All right. What a fortunate soul you are to have the heart of a witch. I will work my magic on you. After all, love is an active noun. What? Yes. Yes, it is. Love is an active noun the way struggle is an active noun. It is not something that is. It is something you do. Now, if you'll excuse me, my heart, I need to concentrate. We will get you out of your mind soon enough. Oh, there you are. My goodness, what a beautiful cat. I knew you would be. It's dark in our bedroom, but I can see you have ginger fur with a white belly. It suits you very well. So sweet. Here, kitty kitty. Aww, look at how your ears perk up when I call for you. Such a lovely darling. Yes, go on an adventure. Are the blankets to your liking? The bed becomes an empire at your size. You look over the mattress like a ruler would their subjects. So cute. Come here. Come here, sweet kitty. Aww. Precious. What a precious thing you are. Such a treasure. Yes, I see you looking around. There are other things to consider now. So many smells and textures. And you can see so much better than I can. Oh, and your fur is so soft. What an adorable kitty you are. Should I keep you like this? Oh, just adorable. No, I won't keep you like this. Just for tonight. But I don't think I'll ever forget how special you are in this form. Cats have such charm and grace to them. It's no wonder I adore seeing you like this. Yes, there you are. Now, come closer, my heart, you precious kitty. Yes, yes, we will sleep like this. Enjoy your fur coat. Your blanket kingdom. I'll hold you close if you wish. And when you wake in the morning, you will be human again, ready for the day. Excuse me. Yes. Now breathe deeply with me. You are transformed. You are safe and loved. Yes. Sweet dreams, my lovely heart. My precious kitty. We will speak again in the morning. Good night. Thank you for listening to my story. I recorded it very late at night, and I will be going to sleep now. I appreciate you, and I want good things for you. Take care of yourself.